Guys, hello again, and the toast is back. I am lucky to be here with a buddy of mine who I have developed a relationship over the last couple of years. Unfortunately, he knows a friend of mine, but I'm Doug Bruner, and I'm here at the toast. We know who that friend is, Mike Finn. I'm here with Brendan.
Yes.
Brendan, how are you doing today, buddy?
I'm doing well. You know, I was a little nervous about coming and doing one of these deals because I've never done one before.
You look good on camera, man.
Thank you. I don't know how that's possible, but I appreciate it.
Brendan is a stud. He is in law enforcement.
Yes.
Yep. How long?
Going on 6 years.
Wow. Well, yeah. You're a sheriff.
So that's pretty, I mean, in law enforcement terms, that's pretty young. Usually guys are doing 30 years.
Well, you hope to make it that long.
Yeah.
I hope you do.
This day and age, yeah, there's no telling.
But yeah.
Hopefully it happens, and I don't know. We'll see.
So, Brendan not only is a friend of mine now, as well as a friend of a great friend of mine, but his aunt is somebody very special to my family. I want to give a shout out to Janet because she will listen to this. She has helped me and my wife during two of our pregnancies, and she's just a doll. So I want to thank Aunt Janet. And then also thank Brendan for allowing Aunt Janet to stay at his house.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
Yeah,
Aunt Janet can come down and stay at our house anytime she wants.
So,
as long as she cooks for us.
Exactly. So this episode's a little different. I would say really the reason I wanted to talk to Brendan is he is a guy who is in the law enforcement, but not a guy in everyday ag, like most of the people I interview and talk to. But one thing about him is he seems to be, and I don't know why, a big supporter of the Ag Center all the time. Anytime the girls do a post on our Instagram or we do a podcast, I always get a text from him or he gives us a shout out. And I want to thank you for that because I really appreciate that. Our goal in doing anything besides having fun with each other is that we are making a difference and people are listening a little bit. And so I guess, you know, I want to really thank you for that. And I guess your thoughts on just the Ag Center, why we're going to get into your background, like how you became your passion for ag, but what is, not tune our horn, what is the Ag Center? Why do you enjoy watching it or following what we're doing and stuff like that, you know?
Well, for one thing, I think that the Ag Center is revolutionary almost in the ag world. I think it's one of a kind. I haven't heard of any other groups that have all come together under one name to support all these farmers and the industry in general. And I don't really know a whole lot about ag. You know, I've worked here and there in it a little bit. I'm not working in it now, but it just seems like what you guys are doing is the future. You know, you have all these kids coming out of college and you know, yeah, they may have their degree in agriculture, and they grew up on a farm or whatever. But this is the future, I feel like. And I don't really know how to explain it. I'm not too good with my words, more or less.
Touché.
Yeah. But, I just feel like it's moving agriculture in a direction that is going to benefit it greatly, you know?
Well, I really appreciate that. And I think from an outsider who's not involved with ag, you said it exactly the way I would like to hear that. I think it is revolutionary.
Mm-hmm.
There are amazing people there that are working there.
Yeah.
Who are passionate, really passionate about helping people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when you put all that together, You got something good.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter what field you're in, whether you're in law enforcement, whether you're a janitor, whatever you're doing, if you're passionate about what you do, mm-hmm. you come every day with your, you know, best foot forward, you can make a difference. And I, you know, you were telling me about a friend of yours who you talked to about, hey, do you know who these guys are? Hey, I'm going to be doing a podcast with them right now. Is they're like, yeah, he said, yeah, they do work for us. And they said we do a pretty good job at mm-hmm. what we do. And I feel that it's not me. It's the people that are involved under this umbrella, this unity, this shield. I mean, I think of that, the shield of the Ag Center, it's a perfect emblem. When we were thinking about it, it was because of the location we were at, Highway 59, which mm-hmm. has that shield. But now I look at it as that protection of these companies and the protection the companies give to their growers and the people they help that are just, you know, we're out to do. I can say every company involved is out to do the best for all their clients every single day, Brendan. And I just, like, I know every day you are in law enforcement, you're out to do what's best for the people.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely. You know, and excuse me, I feel like this day and age, someone may not want to have to go out and work too hard at having all these different opportunities to benefit themselves, right? So, I mean, if I was a farmer, the first thing I'd do is come to you guys and be like, hey, this is what I got.
You deserve a bonus.
Yeah, well, no, that's... that's... It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Right? But would be to come to you guys and say, hey, this is what I got. This is what I'm looking to do. You know, what can you help me with? You know, and you provide them with all that opportunity, you know, you give them the options, you know, and I think that's super beneficial.
Yeah. We're lucky enough to have a bunch of people. I think the main thing, what you just said, is that's the transparency we want to bring to farmers, is that we can do that. Mm-hmm. The problem is a lot of people in farming, and I guess I never was that way because I'm somewhat liberal mm-hmm. in that mindset, open mindset of always learning. I've been lucky enough. I mean, my father-in-law taught me that, hey, just always, you know, keep it open, you know, learn what people are doing, things like that. I mean, my grandfather was always like, you know, listening and seeing what, you know, the next best thing is. A lot of people always stick to the same way. And that mm-hmm. I guess that's a hindrance to us at times.
Yeah.
People not willing to say, oh, they got a new good thing. You know, I don't want to look at that. So I'm going to keep doing it. The difference is we can bring a full startup package from womb to tomb and make your life a lot easier. And that's one of the visionary ideas and creations and genesis of the Ag Center is, from my point of view from farming, is finding all the companies that I deal with on a daily basis and just making it easy.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
So,
and I mean, like I said, I'm not a farmer or anything, but to me, that's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and it's been done in a lot of other areas, but now in farming, it's a different thing. But I want to get to a couple other things right now. Where'd you grow up, first of all?
So I grew up in Orangevale, California, which is basically a suburb of Sacramento. It's just across the river from Folsom, California.
Folsom Prison?
Yeah, right across the river, not far. Used to drive by it daily.
You ever see Johnny Cash or no?
No, I didn't see Johnny. I wasn't fortunate enough to see Johnny. But that's where I grew up. My parents were... worked in the healthcare field. My mom was a nurse and my dad was a physical therapist.
Okay.
You know, just your average American family, I suppose.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then through through high school, I was involved in FFA and showing hogs.
What kind of hogs?
So typically we did crossbreds.
Okay.
Kind of best of all the worlds, I guess.
Were you a grand, you ever win grand champion?
No, I was never that good. I never put that kind of money forward.
You got the participation reward?
Yeah, exactly. No, I was just
bacon's bacon,
yeah,
man.
No doubt.
Bacon's bacon. It doesn't matter if he's grand champion or whatever. No, shit, just put some fat on it, right?
Yeah, it's all about who you talk to and who you go out and meet so that they come out and support you and that sort of thing. So I mostly did it just because I enjoyed it. Yeah. I mean, I didn't really care about the money or anything like that. Winning a ribbon or a trophy, I don't care about that. I just did it because, you know, it was something to do.
Yeah.
Right? And I enjoyed it.
Yep. Absolutely. That's why we do anything in life. Yeah. Well, you shouldn't do anything in life for enjoyment.
Yeah.
Right? Because then you can be successful at that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, after high school, I got a job at a feed store, and I worked there for quite a few years and was working there with a couple buddies from high school.
So still in Sacramento?
Yes. Actually, Granite Bay, which is, I mean, it's...
Is that when you're in... Are you in junior college?
Junior college. I'm going to junior college. Not really sure what I want to do at that point.
So you're kind of a city boy, but an Okie.
Yeah. And I don't really know how to explain it because... Like, my parents grew up in roughly the same area, you know. We do have some family out in Nebraska, which is where my grandmother grew up. And they're big-time farmers out there in Nebraska, but, you know, we didn't.
You visit out there?
We visited out there, but
little things like that instill into your mind, right?
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
I truly believe that. You know,
no doubt. Like I'll never forget. We had a family reunion out there in Oshkosh, Nebraska, which is northeast of Sydney.
You want to be a Cornhusker?
Well, I grew up enjoying the Cornhusker.
Who did it, man?
Yeah, I know. Go Big Red, right?
They can play ball, dude. Yeah. Tommy Frazier. The option, Ahmad Green. I remember that shit, man. Those boys.
Well, yeah, my grandpa, I call him Papa, he, every Saturday, it was.
Shut the farm down?
Oh, yeah. He'd be decked out. Yeah. He'd be decked out in his Cornhusker gear, you know, sitting on the couch, and that's just what we did.
Yeah.
You know? But I remember I was probably 9 or 10, and we had a family reunion out there in Nebraska in Oshkosh, and it's a real small town. Everybody knows everybody type of deal. And my grandma's brother took over the family farm and became extremely successful. He was not only did he farm corn, soybeans, wheat. But he...
Let me guess, did he have a pig farm?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, he may have had a pig farm, but it wasn't like his main staple that I know of.
Okay.
But he became extremely successful in grass.
Like sod farm?
Not sod farm, but like his slogan, he had this business called Robinson Seed, and it was basically grass seed. So he was contracted with the state of Nebraska to mow and manage all the major highways, from my understanding.
Mm. Okay.
Was to mow and manage all the major highways. So his slogan was grass is gold. And he
was
extremely successful doing that. And we were back there at the farm in Oshkosh, and my cousin was like, "Hey, you want to go drive this combine?" And being a California kid from the capital of, you know, the capital, Sacramento, I was like, "Okay," you know, thinking it would be some tractor. Right?
They're a little bigger tractor.
A little bit bigger than a tractor, you know? And they took me up in the combine, and we drove right around the house there basically. And I was like, man, this is awesome, you know? And from then on, I think that that's when...
Married relationship to you and Ag.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, and that's from that point on, there was just always something about agriculture that intrigued me.
So you went to Fresno State.
Yes.
And you studied criminology.
Studied criminology, got my degree in criminology.
But during that time, you were living in a fraternity with a bunch of ag guys, right?
Yeah, so...
AGR.
I was a member of Alpha Gamma Rho, which is the agriculture fraternity down there in Fresno. And
you guys do the elephant walk or no?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. Just making sure.
So,
rumors.
So, yeah, you know, I just became friends with all these guys there at the house, and it grew my passion more, I guess you could say, for ag, and became good friends with a bunch of guys from Los Banos and Merced area, Fagundeses,
yep.
That are pretty big time dairymen out here in Snelling and Chowchilla. Philip Fagundes is one of my Philip and Michael are one of my real good friends. Buddies.
Yeah, good guys, man.
Yeah, no doubt. And then, you know, I met Josh Bonds through them. And
I feel sorry for you. I know. Somehow Josh Bonds.
Josh Bonds always comes up.
Huh? On every podcast.
He's one of a kind.
Yeah, one of a kind. The monster.
Yeah, no doubt.
The Portuguese monster.
Yeah, from Dos Palos.
Yeah. Ditch Bankoki.
Yeah. So, yeah, and then I, through college... I started working for a company called Jam Lord, where I'd basically go out and walk fields, and it was more or less like a agronomist, I suppose, where we'd go out and take soil samples and petiole samples.
Run on
samples.
A four-wheeler.
Well, yeah. Sometimes we had to walk the fields, you know. Okay. We'd walk from one corner to the opposite corner, you know, and it'd be... 160 acre field, and
it took half a mile.
Yeah, it took a while, you know.
Keep you in shape, dude.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that, but yeah. So you know, just doing that, and some other good friends of mine, the Sarabians down in the Fresno area.
I've heard of them. I don't know them personally, but
so they. They have a, like a packing house.
Okay. Fruits or grapes?
So they do
grapes?
a little bit of everything.
All right.
A little bit of everything. They got cold storage and stuff there. And I was working the night shift out there and driving trucks out to the field and picking up boxes of green beans or, you know, whatever.
You're just a man of, I can see you just, you can fit, you're a chameleon. You could fit into any job you had to. Well, go pull soil samples. Go drive the truck. Yeah. Go do this. I'll do it.
As long as I enjoy it, I'll do whatever it is, you know?
That's one thing I've always liked about you, Brendan. I don't, until the last couple of years, but you just seem like a get-it-done type of guy.
Yeah.
Like that attitude.
Yeah. If there's a job that needs to be done, no matter what it is, I'll do it. You know, I'm not... I don't really know how to explain it, and I don't really know where it
comes
from.
Well, it's in your blood. I mean, it just is what you are. It's who you're made up, right?
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
You're blessed in that way. Some guys, like, just sitting on the couch and playing PlayStation all day, that's their makeup, right?
No,
you're a little more attractive to women, guys who go out and conquer the world.
Oh, well, I don't know about that, but I am married.
Yes,
so that
mention your wife. Mention your wife and your child.
My wife, Jenny. My son Hayes, yeah.
Yes, yeah, beautiful. Yeah, yeah. Yep.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, that's pretty much how we got here. I suppose.
So you're sitting out there and you're telling me, man, Doug, I wish I would have done ag business. Like,
yeah.
You're saying I wish I would have gone through with that. You know, mm-hmm. But I guess you can't have a regret, right? You're in the situation you're in.
Yeah.
It sounds like you're passionate.
And I don't regret the situation I'm in, but when I look back at what could have benefited me more, I guess you could say, In my field, a criminology degree doesn't benefit you that much more, you know? So, God forbid law enforcement doesn't pan out. What would I do? Where would I go? You know? And I feel like with an ag business degree, you have a lot more options.
Well, I agree on that. But however, I also know that a guy who's willing to do anything will be fine.
Well, yeah, and I don't doubt that, but I'm just talking about on paper.
Yeah, yeah, but right. On paper don't mean shit. Like, you know, I was just sitting here. You heard
it depends on the person.
Yeah,
right?
You heard the podcast before. You're talking about one of the most powerful guys in water.
Yeah,
we were meeting with. Didn't even have a. Just graduated high school.
Yeah,
and he's one of the most powerful people in California and water.
Yeah, and that I find that amazing. I think that is.
But he has a similar attitude like yourself.
Okay.
I mean, just fucking. I'm gonna do it. If you say I can't do it, I'm gonna do it anyways. If I gotta work night shift, I'll do it.
Yeah.
And I think that's, you know, another thing that we as the Ag Center want to promote is there is so much opportunity.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Right. And when you become blind, if I don't have a master's degree, I don't have a chance. Bullshit. You know, like that's BS, man. That's BS.
No doubt. And I don't disagree with that at all.
You know?
Yeah.
I could see you if you, like you said, if law enforcement, which you're passionate about doing great and didn't work, I see a guy like you having no chance. That's wrong. No problem slipping into an ag deal. You know, just because you're personable, willing to do whatever it is. And I think that's the type of attitude you got to have when you're in ag, right?
Yeah.
If you're going to be in something, you got to be willing to get dirty. You got to, or just go up and shake a man's hand. I think that goes a long way in ag, being able to just look a guy in the eye and say, hey, what do you need done?
Yeah.
I'll do it.
Exactly.
A little different than, you know, I'm a computer coder or somebody like that, right?
Yeah, I'm sitting behind a screen right
now. Yeah, hiding behind a screen all day.
And I would absolutely lose my mind. My mom she still does tell me, but so does my wife. But that my attention span is
you're like
zero.
Me, ADD?
Yeah, well, I haven't been diagnosed with it, but
you are diagnosed. You have ADD.
Okay, yeah. Dr. Doug Bruner. Thank you for diagnosing me.
I'm gonna write it down on this paper. Right. Subscription.
<Can you sign?
laughs> Keep moving.
Yeah, no doubt. That's just kind of how I am, you know. And like my dad and brother could sit and play video games for hours, you know. And
doesn't that drive you
off
the wall?
I absolutely would lose my mind. I can't even sit there for 5 minutes.
Don't you envy those people sometimes, though, like on a Sunday when your wife's like, okay, we're all going to stay home today. We're going to enjoy the kid. And you're just going.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Happens all the time.
I'm the same way, man. It's funny. It's like, a problem.
Like I have a nervous twitch almost, you know, like I got to be doing something. Yeah.
You know, I don't want to make fun of people's tricks. That's wrong. But I feel you, dude. I feel you. It's a problem. My attention span is short.
Yeah.
But it's a blessing that God gave you because he knows who you are, right? And it's you're a guy who likes to be on the move.
Yeah.
Like there's nothing wrong with that.
Doing stuff, you know,
you're a hunter?
Yes. So I just got back from Washington, the great state of Washington.
I know. I was supposed to do a podcast with you like a week ago.
I know. And
hey, man, I'm busy.
Actually, I think we were supposed to do podcasts like months ago, but yeah, there was.
You were fighting fires, man.
Well, more or less, I guess you could say.
We're stopping people from going to me. I got it.
I guess. But yeah, and then, so this hunt that I've been doing since I was in fifth grade, going up there to hunt and fish and.
Did you catch anything? Kill anything?
I shot a 3x3
Ooh.
Columbia blacktail. Nothing big and special, but
making some jerky
for no jerky, but got some steaks cut up and some burger and breakfast sausage.
You mix the burger with like other meat, or yeah, because no? It's too lean, right?
So typically, well, I took it to a place up there in Washington who processed it, and they give you an option of 10% pork or 10% beef, and I went 10% pork.
Got it. My brother mixes everything with pork. It's just, it's got that little better flavor in the mix.
Yeah, and
I'm a beef guy, but
I'm a beef guy too.
Look at us. We're beef guys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're bacon guys.
You cannot tell me that I don't eat beef, right? but I think there's just something about that pork that does
it does. It's something. The best mixing meat there is.
I don't doubt it. Yeah.
It really is.
I think so too.
Goddamn pigs, that's what you're used for, to be a substitute.
Yeah.
And be with eggs, bacon and
bacon
eggs.
Bacon and eggs, yeah, no doubt.
So I asked you earlier, do you ever see yourself in ag someday?
I mean, ultimately my goal is to move out of the suburbs and get a little piece of property, you know? Whether it's, you know, just a backyard or what, I don't know. I would like to get into agriculture. My thing is, where do I start? You know?
Well, that's a question a lot of people ask, Brendan. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, you have a job. But a lot of young guys, hey, what do I do, right? What's the step? And I find your passion if you're passionate, I mean, about dirt, be an agronomist.
Yeah.
Passionate about tractors, do something with tractors.
Yeah.
You like equipment? You know, you got tractors. There's a lot of things. Passionate about people, manage people, right? I mean, if you like working with people on a daily basis, get with crews, you know? I mean, there's so many, you want to be an advisor. There's so many things in ag that are opportunities. Yeah, it's
endless. Agriculture is endless opportunities.
I see you being a guy who can talk to people all day.
I don't know about that.
You think so?
I mean,
not all day. You would tell them you got a 5-minute window, and I got to talk to the next guy.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
I'm like, you either want to or you don't. Let's go.
Or you're the guy who'd be on a tractor and just roll.
Oh yeah, I could do that. As long as I was moving.
As long as I full was throttle.
Moving. Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, that's fun, and I think that it's important to know. There's always. It doesn't matter what you're in, whether it's law enforcement, whether it's agriculture, there's an opportunity.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, for sure.
But you got to be willing to work, right?
Oh,
you,
yeah.
You got to be willing to do it. You got to be passionate about it.
Yeah.
If you're not passionate about what you do, you're going to find you going to be looking for the next job and the next job and the next job. And it's wasted time.
Yeah, absolutely. One thing now... is the bucking bull industry. I don't know if you know anything about that. Rodeo.
Well, I'm seeing it on your hat now. Ute Stampede Rodeo, Extreme Bulls. What do you got going on in that?
Well, I don't really have a whole lot going on, but...
tell me you're not the idiot getting on it.
Absolutely not.
Okay, good.
Absolutely not. I
don't think the law enforcement would be too happy about that.
No. Yeah. No, not me getting hurt doing that. But a good friend of mine is in the bucking bull industry, and along with agriculture, I've always enjoyed rodeos.
Yeah,
you know, livestock, all that. The responsibility that comes behind it, I've learned, and have learned to enjoy it. You know,
animals are like kids.
I know.
You got to feed them. Got to maintain them.
Yep.
Got to give them shots.
Yeah.
Got to tend to them.
Yep.
They get sick. And them cowboys and dairymen are tough.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
They're babysitters all day long.
Yep. All they do is just care for their
animals. Tell me this bull deal. What do you got going? You got something up your sleeve right now.
I don't really have anything up my sleeve, but a good friend of mine is Julio Marino.
Okay.
And he...
Are they in Clovis?
No.
Okay.
They're actually right down the street from the Ag Center. Do you know Doug Aw?
Yeah, I know Doug Aw. Yeah, yeah. He's a chopping guy, man. Yeah. Yeah.
So my good buddy has a bunch of his bulls and his cattle out at Doug's place. And Julio has started as a team roper.
Yep.
And got into the buck and bull industry. And, you know, now that's all he does is buck and bulls. And so I met him just right after, basically in junior college, and befriended him, started helping him out. When I was working at the feed store, we'd run feed out to him for his bulls and everything like
that. That's in Sacramento?
Yeah, that was up in Sacramento.
He's in Merced.
Now he's in Merced. Yeah, he used to live in Oakdale and just recently moved down to Merced.
I want to go see those bulls.
Well, just let me know when you want to go.
I'm ready.
We'll take a trip.
I'm not getting on one.
No.
I promise you that, man.
I don't.
I might stick some disgruntled employees on him.
Oh, yeah. Go for it.
Strap him down.
No, he's actually at the PBR finals that start tonight in Arlington, and then he's going to the NFR.
No shit.
Taking some bulls.
Good for him, man.
He's been doing that for years.
Say his name one more time.
Julio Marino.
Julio Marino. Well.
Yeah, he.
I hope you tear it up, dude. I don't know you, but I hope you kick ass.
He owns Bushwhacker.
Okay.
And Bushwhacker was if I can remember, I think three-time world champ.
Okay. Hasn't killed any men, has he?
No.
Okay, good.
No, he's...
I used to think I was Lane Frost back in the day. My cowboy hat up, you know?
Mm-hmm. I get it.
Who did it? 8 seconds in. Yeah. I used to go riding my miniature donkeys at first, and then I graduated up to heifers. They'd knock me off my butt.
Oh, yeah.
Then I was decided once you get over about 130 pounds, which I did in about sixth grade.
You and me both.
You're a little too heavy on those animals, you know?
Yeah, no doubt.
When you get heavier, you don't fall too easy.
No, not only that.
It hurts a little more.
But then you got to move up to the bigger and badder steers. And
I quit right there. What I went to was just watching it.
Yeah.
I decided to let it be another man's pain.
Yep, exactly. Exactly. I'm not built for it, so I'll just sit here and watch.
Yeah, no, absolutely. These guys are tougher than shit, man. No, I know the Branco family out of Chowchilla. You ever heard of them? Yeah. Yeah, they're just rodeo cowboys, and they're just tough, man. Those guys are just tough.
Oh, yeah.
Tough.
You can just look at them and be like, wow,
I think I'm tough. Nah, I'm not very tough.
No, me either.
Those guys are tough. Stan Branco, Larry Branco, you guys are tough. You know, so that's cool, man. But, you know, I appreciate people like you are passionate. It makes ag fun to know that people out there care about it, right?
Yeah.
Well,
and I think in this area of the state, if you don't know somebody in agriculture, you know somebody that is related to it. I mean, I knew a little bit about agriculture before I came down here, but once I got here, I was like, man, the community of Fresno or Clovis or whatever, Madera, Chowchilla, you know, everybody in this Central Valley is
somewhat an Aggie.
At some point comes back to agriculture or an Aggie, like you said, you know? And
if you're not, you're an extreme environmentalist liberal.
Well, I don't know about that either, but I wouldn't doubt it.
Well, if you have nothing to do with any of those people, right?
Yeah.
But I mean, ag people are good people. Right?
Oh yeah,
and that's one thing. You're a lawman. You're a lawman.
I guess
I like that name, lawman. But you promote it. You know where it comes from, the work they do, and you have friends in it, and you understand it, and that's appreciative. And that's one thing, I guess, my wanting to have you on today is really to say thank you for being somebody who supports us, even though it's not your daily deal.
Oh, yeah.
And I know you respect it, and your aunt will text me things and stuff like that, and I just know, man, that is great that somebody's out there that isn't in it every day because they have to be, but they're just respecting what people are doing.
Yeah, and I think it comes down to, you know, like you said earlier, the passion. You know, find something that you're passionate in, and
you never worked a day in your life.
Well, not only that, but you know, you have something to enjoy, right?
Yep.
And I think nowadays with all this COVID stuff and the craziness that's going on, a lot of people lose that mentality of having a passion for something.
Absolutely.
You know, having something that they enjoy.
It's getting taken away.
Yeah, absolutely.
A little bit.
And I agree with that.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, I use agriculture as a way to escape from.
I can see that.
My daily routine.
You got a tough job.
And
you got a tough job. It's not always bells and flowers and bells. Yeah.
Very rare.
I wouldn't want to see the things you see.
Yeah.
We thank you for that. Seriously.
Seriously. It's much appreciated.
I think more people need to thank you for what you do.
I thank you very much for that. And I know that a lot of the guys I work with would say the same.
Yeah. You know, it's no bullshit what you guys do, man.
And
especially right now.
Yeah. And honestly, I don't think it'd be really hard for me to change it right now.
Yeah.
You know, to go in a
yeah no know, no we need you guys right now more than ever, because once a hero, now not looked upon the same, and that's what pisses me off. In my mind, straight up heroes. Unfortunately, society is not looking at what you guys do as the right thing, which is crazy, because law enforcement does so much more than people even know. Just like farmers do.
Exactly.
But they don't get the credit.
Yeah.
And we're both in two type of fields that people are not always as grateful as they should be.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to have that tough heart to be able to go every day, balls to the wall.
Yeah.
And say, I'm going to keep doing it, even though I'm not going to get credit for it.
Yeah. And I don't do my job to get any type of recognition or credit or anything like that. I could care less about that. But I basically went into it to serve, right? Yeah. To protect what's right and to to be the one to stand up when
things aren't right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When something is not how it should be.
Yeah.
You know, when there's stuff that breaks laws or that sort of thing, you know. Somebody's got to do it. And why not it be me, I guess.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, you're the right guy.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So, hey, I want to thank you again. We're going to end this. We're having a toast to a 7-7 because we're kind of liking that way.
All righty.
I want to cheers to you, Brendan. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
toast
absolutely.
Is out. Thank you.
Yeah,
and to law enforcement.
This is awesome.
You bet.